Hello and welcome to another podcast from the Health and Safety Authority. My name is Barry Devitt and today I'm joined by Remco Klopp. Remco is an accreditation officer with the Irish National Accreditation Board, or INAB. Remco, you're very welcome. Can I ask you what accreditation is?
Well, thank you, Barry, for hosting us. Yes, I can certainly give some explanation about accreditation. Before I go to that, I just want to give some background information of what fields we are working in.
Yeah, sure.
So, for example, all the cars, everybody owns a car nowadays, and after 5 years, you need to go for NCT testing. So the guys that do the NCT testing are accredited to do that testing, and we supply that accreditation to the NCT testers. Another example is for forensic sciences. So if you know, for criminal court cases, forensic science is very important. So the courts know that the results that are produced by the forensics lab is suitable for use in the courtrooms. Hospitals, like medical laboratories, most of them are all accredited, and we supply that accreditation. So basically, accreditation is the formal recognition of an organization's competence to conduct a specific activity, such as testing, inspection, production of reference materials, or certification. And that recognition is based on compliance with international and European standards. And the organizations are required to demonstrate competence, impartiality, and integrity. And for customers, it's often difficult to distinguish between the quality of products or services available on the marketplace. Certificates of conformance or test reports are normally used to make that distinction. And these certificates or reports are only useful, reliable, if the organization or individual conducting the assessment or test is competent and qualified.
And Remco, who is responsible for accreditation in Ireland?
Well, the Irish National Accreditation Board is the national body with responsibility for accreditation of laboratories, certification bodies, and inspection bodies. And organizations that are accredited can be found on the INAB website. So certificates or test reports that are issued by accredited organizations bear the INAB with the accreditation standard and the registration number referring to the scope of the accreditation of the organization. And if members of the public receive the test report, for example, from the NCT, you will see the INAB logo on it. If there's any doubt about an organization of accreditation, you can look them up on the website and it will show you all the accredited organizations. And if the organization is not on the INAB website as such accredited, and you still have a report with the INAB logo on it, then please contact INAB, because misuse of the logo is not allowed, and we will take appropriate action. The INAB logo is purely to give the confidence to the customer that the organization is accredited.
And Remco, what are the benefits of accreditation?
Well, there are several benefits of accreditation. So most of the Irish products produced here are for the European market. About 60% of them are sold to Europe. And INAB is part of the European accreditation network and plays a pivotal role in securing access of Irish products and services to the EU market. And INAB accreditation ensures that certificates and test results are accepted worldwide. Accreditation eliminates the need for multiple assessments when goods go across a border, and therefore giving the Irish industry the best competitive advantage possible in an ever-expanding and aggressive marketplace. Another example for or benefit for accreditation is for governmental use. So accreditation is the preferred mechanism used by government for ensuring public confidence in the reliability of activities that impact on health, welfare, security, and the environment. For example, Irish Water. Irish Water is using accredited labs to test the drinking water, and it makes sure that, you know, the testing of the drinking water is carried out according to certain standards and that the drinking water is safe to drink. Another example is the EPA for environmental legislation. Keep an eye out on what's being used in or being emitted by via stack emissions or pollutants in food or in chemical waste, that kind of stuff. For the consumer, accreditation gives the confidence that through ensuring consistently high standards in the quality and the safety of products or services purchased. So another example is Board Bia, who has a quality assurance in place for their meat products. And you can see that small logo on the meat products, Board Bia, quality assured. And we are the accreditation body that gives that accreditation to Board Bia. Another benefit is for the industry itself. So the industry accreditation is beneficial because organizations can save time and money by selecting an accredited and therefore competent supplier. So accreditation can provide a competitive advantage and facilitates access to export markets within Europe and the rest of the world, with the aim, basically that's a slogan that we use, is tested or certified once, accepted everywhere. Accurate measurements and tests carried out limit production failure, control manufacturing costs, and foster innovation.
Okay, Rekha, how would an organization go about getting accredited?
Well, there are a few stages that an organization has to go through before they get accredited. So normally the time from application to award of accreditation is about 18 months maximum. Could be a bit quicker depending on the organization itself. So the first stage is that the organization needs to make sure that they are using the applicable standard that's relevant for them. So, and set up their management system according to that standard. Once the organization is sure about everything is in place, they can do a formal application towards INAP, and INAP will assign an assessment manager to the organization, and he or she will take it from there. The next step in the application for accreditation is, it's not a mandatory step, but we highly recommend it. It's a pre-assessment. So pre-assessment means that the assessment manager and or a technical assessor will come on site and assess the system in place. Any observations that are raised, the laboratory or the organization has 3 months to put corrective measures in place before we go to the next stage. And the next stage is an initial assessment. So the initial assessment means that we will come on site, witness the activities that the laboratory or the organization is performing. We write a report and non-conformities are raised. Non-conformity basically means that the laboratory is not, or the organization is not conforming with their own procedures or the standard. So the organization has then 3 months to submit corrective actions to correct those non-conformities. And once the technical assessors and the assessment manager are happy, then the recommendation will be made. And a recommendation can be positive, so award accreditation for the scope agreed. Or we can say, no, there's a bit more work, or we need to see additional information. And we say we defer the decision until additional work is carried out, or if the laboratory or the organization is not sufficient enough and not complying with the standards, we say, no, the laboratory or the organization is not suitable for accreditation. But most of the time, the recommendation will be positive. And if that's positive, then the assessment manager will prepare a report for the INAP board. And the INAP board is a panel of people from different types of industry, and they make a decision on the accreditation. It's totally impartial, and there's no conflicts of interest in that. So if the INAP board decides that the organization can be accredited, a unique accreditation number and certificate will be issued, which will be published on the INAP website. The accreditation normally lasts for 5 years. And after award of accreditation, the first visit will be scheduled within 6 months. So after 6 months of awarding the accreditation, we'll be going on site again to see if the laboratory is still complying with all the requirements of the standards. After that, a surveillance visit will be carried out once every year for the period of the whole accreditation cycle, which is 5 years. After 5 years, we do a reassessment, and if the reassessment is positive, the accreditation is extended for another 5 years, and so on and so on. The organizations are also able to get an unannounced visit from INAP. And an unannounced visit of INAP means that we come on site without prior notice. And this is just to ensure that the laboratory is complying with the standards all the time and not just when an INAP visit is scheduled.
And Remco, does INAP get audited?
Yes, INAP is subject to auditing, and that happens every 4 years. So every 4 years, our colleagues from other national accreditation bodies in Europe or the Middle East or North Africa come on site, and they will do a performance review, basically, of INAP. So they will go through all our documents. They will witness the assessments that we have scheduled on the different schemes that we have, so for calibration laboratories or for medical laboratories or certification bodies. And that takes about 1 week. And after that week, we probably have non-conformities which we need to address and then submit corrective actions to the lead assessor. After those are satisfactorily cleared, INAP is extended again for EA and MLA signatory for the national accreditation body in Ireland. And the cycle repeats itself every 4 years.
You mentioned schemes there earlier in your answer there. What schemes are there for accreditation?
Well, there are quite a few accreditation schemes. So we have accreditation of testing laboratories. So testing laboratories could mean environmental, construction laboratories, veterinary laboratories, food laboratories, forensics, medical laboratories like hospitals. We have accreditation for calibration laboratories. So for the calibration of balances, weights, temperature, electronics, etc. We have accreditation for certification bodies, so the management systems that can be certified, the organizations that give the certification for the management systems, like ISO 9001, 14001, 45001. We have product certification, for example, Board BIA is a product certification, so we give the accreditation to Board BIA. We have person certifications, so like gas or oil fitters, welders, electricians, even driving instructors. We have accreditation for inspection bodies. So the example that I mentioned earlier for the NCT testing, we give the accreditation for the guys that are doing the NCT testing. And we have accreditation for reference material producers. And reference material producers is something that the consumer won't notice, but they are supplying materials that are used in accredited laboratories for their testing, and that means that there's a metrological traceability, as we call it, attached to the products that are using, and that's all part of the accreditation.
And finally, Remco, can you tell me about some of the challenge faced by the INAP?
Yeah, there are a few challenges. So in the last 2 years, the biggest challenge was, of course, Brexit. And with the UK leaving the European single market, that opened up a floodgate, basically, of companies that are currently based in the UK moving over to Ireland because they want to keep their foot on the ground in the European single market. So a lot of inspection bodies, notified bodies, moved over to Ireland. The reason behind that is because Ireland is, well, within the EU now, the only English-speaking country. And the historical bonds that are between the UK and Ireland are there for a long time. So it makes it a bit easier for those companies to come over. Challenges are always new areas, legislation that's being updated. So new areas that we've recently drilled into are, for example, biobanking in hospitals, audiology in for people with hearing disabilities or hearing aids. We can give accreditation for that. And yeah, the problem that we also, well, not a problem, but a challenge that we're facing is always, you know, with new areas, we're always looking for new expertise. So how INAP works is that we have an assessment manager who's most of the time the lead assessor on the visits. But we are assisted by technical assessors, and the technical assessors are experts in their own field. So we can have a microbiology assessor or a chemistry assessor. But with new areas, we're always looking for new technical assessors, and especially Irish-based assessors. We would love to get into contact with them, especially with the pandemic and all kinds of travel restrictions that currently are in place. It makes our life a bit easier. So once we're going back on site again with our assessments, we are not bound to strict travel restrictions. COVID was another big challenge the last year. We had to change our working from going on site to remote from one moment to the other. And that showed some new challenges. But in the end, we managed well. And for the people that are interested in becoming a technical assessor or a technical expert for INAP, I would like to redirect them to the INAP website, in which you can see what we offer and what is needed and required to become a technical assessor or expert for INAP.
Thanks very much for that, Remco. If you need any further information on any of the issues we have discussed, go to www.hsa.ie or www.inap.ie.